We are on a series titled, Even in the Impossible. Again, the series is based on the book of Luke, where we will follow accounts of how Jesus performed miracles to meet felt needs. Sino sa inyo meron kayong felt needs? Alam niyo ba what a felt need is? It's a need that you feel. Napaka-profound, Pastor. Talagang grabe ka talaga, Pastor, pag nag-preach ka, ibang-iba. Diba? A felt need is something that there is an urgency somehow, or it's something that is pressing on us. And so, Jesus, it is seen in, on each of this account, would come and meet those felt needs. However, the felt needs is not an end in itself. Hindi lang dapat yung felt needs yung nakikita natin. That God is actually meeting a real need behind the felt need. So meron kang felt need. Siyempre, iniisip mo yung felt need mo lang. But whenever Jesus comes and uses His power on our behalf, it's not just a wasted power na, ah, ginamit ko lang para ma-okay ka na. Gutom ka? Sige, kumain ka. It's not just that. I hope that when we look at how Jesus does miracles, He is doing so much more than what is seen by our naked eye. Sabi nga sa Transformers, more than meets the eye. Hindi nyo alam yun. Okay, sige. Continuing. Yung mga bata lang nakakaalam nun, no? Mga katulad natin. Namin. Yung iba sa inyo, hindi alam yun, no? So, that is what we're talking about. And, siguro, no, bago ako mag-continue, again, I would like to bring back our attention to our prayer and fasting. Yan, yung prayer and fasting natin. And normally, when we do prayer and fasting, we do prayer, you know, if you're part of this spiritual family, we do prayer and fasting at the start of the year, 5 days, and then another 3 days at the middle of the year, para hindi natin malimutan. No? And at the start of the year, we started this year saying, we're going to believe God for miracles. And we've been talking about miracles all throughout. And we've been looking at the Word of God and seeing how God is a powerful God and He is a miracle-working God. And that He does, you know, last series we talked about how He does a miracle not just for us, but through us. And now we're talking about how He meets our felt needs, but really, He's going beyond our felt needs. And hopefully, as He meets our felt needs, something happens to us that we recognize our real need, which is what He's actually meeting. So sa prayer and fasting natin, ito yung ipagpe-pray natin. I'm sure, ito na. Nung sinabi yung prayer and fasting, naglabas na kayo ng kaya haba-habang listahan nyo. Lord, ito yung mga miracles na kailangan. Kulang pa yan. Pag binitawan po ito, krorolo pa, ito pa, pasto. Ito po yung prayer. Sino may ganong kahabang listahan? No? Marami. Kumbaga, kung nasa iPad ka, scroll ka ng scroll, dami kong miracle na kailangan. Wala nang memory. So alam ko yun ang gusto natin, and I'm sure, and I'm hoping with you, that those felt need miracles may be met. But what if the next 3 days from Wednesday, di ba the next, from Wednesday to Friday when we do our prayer and fasting, okay lang ba na isa sa ipag-pray natin is this? It's not just for the miracle to happen. That God would open the eyes of our hearts to see what He is really doing behind that felt need. That may He lead us to a place where we recognize our real need, not just celebrate that our felt needs were met. Kasi minsan, pag na-meet yung felt need natin, okay na. Kalimutan na si Lord. Magtagay tayo na tayo. Mag-celebrate tayo. Ugs, ugs, ugs. Sino mga ganun minsan? Pagka nami, hindi nyo alam yung ugs, ugs. Hirap. Sanay kasi ako mag-preach sa mga youth eh. Pag medyo hirap ako, nag-a-adjust ako pag medyo matanda yung crowd. Napapansin niyo ba yun sa akin? Oo, hirap ako. So, I just want to apologize for those of you who are of age. Medyo youthful tayo dito. Okay ba yan? May youthful vibe tayo. Anyway, nakita mo ba yung vibe ko? Okay, so, iba, lalabas na ako rito. Yeah. Alright. And so, our prayer, hopefully, as we come and fast before the Lord, okay naman na ma-meet yung felt need ko. I hope even He will meet it above and beyond. Actually, the account we're going to look at today, Jesus meets the need above and beyond. Pero, we will see that for every felt needs that He will meet in the coming weeks, there's always a real need behind it. At pag yun na nakuha natin, ito, and I'll just say this. I hope as we find out kung ano yung real need natin, pag na-realize natin, ito pala yung real need ko. As we move along life, sana ito yung attitude natin. Lord, kahit wala yung miracle, basta nag-respond ako sa real need ko na pinapoint out mo. The miracle only awakens us to our real need. But hopefully that is what we truly pursue for the rest of our days. And that's why, may tugtog, mayroon pang musical scoring. So again, hopefully you join us. Don't I have control over this? Kung okay lang, kung yan. Makakasaya. Yan. So hopefully for the next few days, you can download. Meron din tayong ganito. Okay? You can get it when you step outside. But we also have the electronic version. So hopefully you could join us. Every Wednesday, we will have prayer meetings here in the afternoon from 12 to 1. If you can join us, if you're around the area, join us. We'll pray with you. We'll pray together as a spiritual family. Also, we have a prayer meeting every night from Wednesday to Friday, starting at 6:30 to 10 p.m. No, takot yun. Hindi kami pupunta. 6:30 normally to 8. Tapos na tayo. So hopefully you could join us for the next 3 days. And again, this is hopefully, I always say this, prayer and fasting is not us getting our way or twisting the arm of God, but it is God opening our eyes to what we really need in this life. And thus we go back to even in the impossible. That God sometimes places impossible things in front of us. Kasi pag possible, we only depend on our strength. Tama ba? Eh, kaya nyo eh. Ako na yan. But when the impossible comes, and when you're confronted with things beyond your ability, you look beyond your situation to God. Yun yung ginagawa ni Lord. No? And even in the impossible, is that series, like when we look at last week, that's exactly what happened to Simon. Kailan niyo ba si Simon? Yung hinil yung mother-in-law niya. Mother-in-law. Sino sa inyo? Mahal niyo yung mother-in-law niyo. Yun, dapat lang, no? Yung iba, pag mother. Sabi nung iba, nainis si Peter noon, hinil yung mother-in-law. Dininay niya si Jesus 3 times. Yun daw yung reason behind. Huwag niyo po recordin yun, hindi totoo yun. Joke lang po yun. Kaya pala sabi, bakit nag-deny si Jesus, si Peter kay Jesus ng 3 times? Eh, hinil yung mother-in-law ko eh. Yan ang sayo. Pero hindi ho totoo yun. Balik tayo sa totoong word, no? So, even in the impossible, last week we talked about how the felt need was the healing of the mother-in-law. There was a high fever. And I made a case that it is no ordinary fever. So balikan nyo na lang kung how I made that case. Kasi mahaba yun eh. And that in the process of that miracle happening, we see certain important real needs that it showed to us. And as we can see the different people in that account, one, for those who were surrounding The mother-in-law, what did he say about that? The miracle happened because there was a they that was surrounded the mother-in-law. And that I know we have a lot of miracles we want, but hopefully there's a they that alongside with you, especially pag nahirapan ka na and the impossible is overwhelming you. I hope there are others who are praying with you. And that's why we invite you to the prayer meeting. So that hindi lang kayo yung nagpe-pray. Merong nagpe-pray with you. Sana you just don't come to this church in and out. I hope you develop people who you could walk with. No? And for some of you na napaso na dati, napaso, you know, nasaktan kayo dahil meron ng loko sa inyo sa church. Diba? May masungit sa church. Yung usher na kasimangot. Hindi, mababait yung usher natin. Nakasmile yan, no? Nakasimangot yung usher. Pagpasok ko, nakaganon yung mukha ko. Parang nagdato puti, eh. Kailan nyo ba si Pugak? Diba? Yung, ganon, eh. So, nainis ka ngayon. Ayoko na sa church na to. Nakakainis. Sana naman, nothing will stop you. Dami kong na-imagine, no? Sana naman, you are able to still obey God and see in His Word that it's important for you to have a they, T-H-E-Y, that surrounds you. And that's, it opened the door for the miracle for the mother-in-law. And then we see that when the mother-in-law was healed, what did she did? Huh? What did she did? Sabi nung iba, preach ng preach, di marunong mag-English. What did she do after the healing? She got up and served. Minsan kasi pag nakuha na natin ang miracle natin, kalimutan na si Lord. Kasi nakuha ko na yung miracle ko. Ito yung hope ko sa atin. Pag nakuha natin yung miracle natin, sana wag natin kalimutan si Lord. Nag-pray tayo, Lord, sana may kotse ako. Nung nagka-kotse ka, hindi ka na makita sa church. Nasa Clark ka na. Nung una sa Tagaytay, ngayon sa Clark naman. North to south eh, no? Kung maglakwatse, no? Oh. Yung iba natatawa, bakit? Doon lang po ako galing last week, Pastor, sorry. Ganun, di ba? Nagtagaytay lang po ako, sorry. Okay lang naman yon, di ba? Kayo naman, no? Binibiro lang kayo. Uy, hindi ah. Ay, naku, may nasa video pala. Moving along. Mahirap pagka na kaka-stream eh, no? Kailangan medyo maayos eh, baka ma-cancel ako ng mga mahilig magbakasyon eh. Eh, nagda-drive pa naman sila habang nanulok. Mag-u-U-turn na nga ako. Ganon, di ba? Ang dami ko itong naisip, nabalik tayo. Okay, so... And so... ako, nakadalawang kape ako this morning. Ha? Delikado tayong lahat dito. And so, we see that even within that miracle of meeting a felt need, you will see that there are real needs being pointed out. Fellowship, the community to surround you, service. And then last but not least, when Jesus performed the miracles, he was about to go out and preach to more towns, but the people stopped him. Dito ka lang, Jesus. Why? Because imbis na tayo, excited tayo na may spread pa yung goodness ni Lord. Gusto lang natin, oh, basta nami-meet yung need ko, okay na. And so hopefully, last week was an eye-opener for us in that we're not just focusing on how the miracle of healing happened, but there were so many things that was being pointed out in that account. Now we go to the next chapter, chapter 4 yung last week. Eh. And so we now go to another account of a miracle. Of course, Jesus did so many miracles in between. But now we come to chapter 5, and if you were listening to me as I was reading it, it says, on one occasion. So meaning, chronologically, we don't know when this happened. But actually, I'll tell you later where I think this is found as we compare it to other accounts of the other synoptic gospels. Medyo malalaman natin where it is. However, sinabi lang dito, on one occasion, while the crowds was pressing in on him. Now, this is so interesting to note that the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word. In a day and age, oh, now this is just an excursus, no? This is just me commenting on this. So when I was reading this and I was talking to Doc Noel, one of my friends, he's the senior pastor of Ortigas. You know, one of the things that we have seen in our society today is that people no longer has that desire for the Word of God. Hindi na siya ganun ka, no? Minsan nga, it's looked down upon. And it's interesting, no? This one starts out with people's desire pressing in on Jesus to hear the Word of God. I don't know what happened. Maybe, kaya sabi on one occasion, maybe because of the many miracles Jesus has done, and because he was always going from synagogue to synagogue, word about him spread. And so when he's coming, people are what? Excited, pressing in on him. Ang ibig sabihin ng pressing in on him, yung talagang dumidikit. Diba? Tingnan mo tayo ngayon, napaka-comfortable, nakaganyan lang. Mamaya, nakaganoon pa nga iba. Yung iba, hindi na tumatawa. Bakit? Nakaganoon na kasi. Naunahan na ako bago ko nasabihan. No? Pero, eto yon. Here, you know, when I was looking at this, one of the prayers I have for all of us in this day and age is this, that we would press in and to want to hear the Word of God. Kasi ang daming basura ngayon sa media. Minsan, umagang-umagang, una titingnan, TikTok. Ganun na. Mga alam pa yung mga action. Kala nyo, hindi ko alam. Bakit? Kasi ako yung ginagawa ko. Ay, no! Hindi po. Hindi ako mahilig sa TikTok. Pero, alam, yung tawa ng tawa, alam ko, yun yung pinapanood. Alam niyo yung mga moves, eh, no? So, alright. So, tama na. Facebook, everything. Dito nakita natin, people were pressing in on Jesus. And, ang isang prayer ko din sa ating lahat is that we would have so much encounter with Him, not just on a Sunday. I hope, no, yung buhay natin with the Lord is not just, okay, last Sunday, narinig ko yung Word. Hopefully, I make it to the next Sunday again for the Word. Hopefully, ito yung hope na every week, as you open God's Word, you will have an encounter with Him. You will witness His goodness and His miracles all over so that every time you will press in to hear the Word of God. Pwede ba yun every day? Okay? Pag puro Facebook. Okay, social media. Let's press in. Sabi dito, pressing in on Him to hear the Word of God. He was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, and he saw two boats by the lake. But the fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets, getting into one of the boats. Bakit siya pumunta sa loob ng boat? Wala lang. Hindi. Because people were pressing in, kahit gusto niyang mag-preach, mahirapan siya. Today, I'm gonna talk. Teka lang, magsasabihin ako. Pressing in. So what did he did? He went on the boat so people cannot go to him, and he said to the, to who? To Simon, ano sabi niya? Put out into the deep. Punta ka sa deep ng konti para yung mga tao hindi makalapit sa akin, makapagsalita ako. Yun lang ibig sabihin nun. Kaya siya pumunta sa boat. Kasi people were pressing in on him. In fact, many would say that some people were just doing it for the wrong reason. Kaya talaga, they wanted something from the Lord and they were pressing in on the wrong with the wrong reason. And Jesus had to put distance on him and the people to calm them down. Yung parang minsan, di ba, may gustong-gusto ka kay Lord, you're pressing in on him. Tapos, parang hindi ako pinapansin ni Lord. You keep sa, and when the distance happens, you suddenly say, oh nga, no, parang mali yata yung motives. Has that ever happened to you? Sa akin kasi nangyayari din madalas. Sa inyo minsan lang kasi ang babait ninyo. Sa akin madalas yun mangyari. Oh. Galing lang, no? The way this the account was told. And to let you know, no? Si Luke ang pinaka-detailed sa account na to. If you look at the other synoptic gospel, mapapansin mo talagang they just skipped on so many details. And ito yon. You will notice that in many events, Luke has more detail because Luke was a Gentile. Greek siya. And he was trying, and if you read the beginning part of Luke and the beginning part of Acts, he was an Acts, he was a researcher. So dahil nag-research siya, yung pag nag-i-interview siya, ang dami niyang tanong. And later on, I will show you how detailed he was. Actually, last week I already showed you with certain words that he spoke. Na wala sa iba. Dito ganun din siya. And you could imagine how he was questioning the eyewitness para lumabas yung details. Galing. So let's take a look at that, no? And so as Luke was showing, and when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out the deep water. And Simon answered, teka lang ha, get in the water, put out a little from the land pala. Yung deep mamyapa, no? Advance mag-isip. Advance ako mag-isip eh. Okay, put out a little para makapag-speak siya, and he sat down and taught the people. But after that, ang galing nito, after he spoke the word, nag-preach siya, di ba? Now comes the testing of the word. Kasi marami sa atin, nakikinig sa word, nandito pag Sunday, galit pa nga pag may umupo sa upuan eh. Di ba? Diyan ako nakaupo, sino ka? Di ba? Every Sunday. Eto, he was teaching. Now, okay, one of the listeners is Simon. And he said to Simon, put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. Ito yung sagot ni Simon. Master. Tandaan nyo to ha. Master. Master yung tawag niya kay Jesus. Kumbaga sa Chinese Kung Fu, Master, Master, teach me your Kung Fu. Ito yun. alam mo yan? Well, my master's better than your master. My Kung Fu's better than your Kung Fu. Ito yun. Dito nakuha lahat ng mga dub artist. Hindi nyo alam? Alam mo, ang daming bagay sa kultura natin kinuha sa Bible. Hindi nyo lang alam. Kinopia lang yon. Okay, balik tayo dito. Hindi totoo yan. And Simon answered, Master, we toiled all night and took nothing. Ano sabi niya? But at your word. So nakikinig siya sa word. Nagpipreach si Jesus. After magpreach si Jesus, sabi niya, now let's put the word to the test. Simon, put out into the deep. Siyempre, Simon, obey naman. Pero tingnan mo paano siya nag-obey. Master. O kaya, pag Pilipino, Master naman. We toiled all night and took nothing. Because fishing must happen when? During the? Why? So that the fish will not gulatizing. Kasi magugulatin ng fish eh. Napansin niyo ba yun? Pag may koi dyan, lumapit ka. Ganun. Takbo agad sila. Ayan. So, hindi mo ginagawa sa umaga. Sa gabi mo siya ginagawa. Si Jesus, sabi niya, umaga na yon. The sun is somehow out. Hindi naman fully out, but andun na. And then sabi niya, put out into the deep. Sabi ni Peter, eh, carpentero ka eh. Master ka nga. Masters in carpentry. Ako, masters in fishing. Oh, di ba? Iba. Iba ang masteral nila. Iba. But somehow, Peter, in the midst of his reluctance, in the midst of his seeming objection, obeyed anyway. And this is how he said it, but at your word. Question for all of us today is that I know sometimes, some of you, lalo na yung medyo may edad na, hindi ako makarelate dito kasi nga, bata pa ako. No? Pero I know for many older people, madami na tayong tayo. Madami na kayong nahuhuli tayo sa ating lingwahe, no? Marami na kayong pinagdaanan. And I would say that you are an experienced bunch. Di ba? Marami na akong pinagdaanan eh. Alam ko na to. And so when we read the Word of God, what do we say? Hindi mag-work to. Then the Lord, ininigan yan eh. But Peter, first of all, wala na siyang nahuli. Pagod siya. Ang ginamit niyang word, ano? We toiled all night. Niya sinabi, well, nag-try kami, wala nangyari. Master, we toiled. Wink, wink. Nagpaparinig ako, pagod na ako.
Hindi ko niya kaya.
May ganon. Ganon yung dating niya. I'm tired. We toiled all night, but nothing happened. But at your word. Wow. It's not enough just to press in for the word of God. Many people press in, but when it is required to obey, when you think you know better, wala na. Sino sa inyo, minsan ganyan kayo kay Lord, di ba? Nabasa niyo, parang hindi ito mag-work. I want you to know that the Word of God is true. The Word of God will work. And when He speaks to us, the right response is not, Lord, baka hindi mo alam ano sinasabi mo. Lord, wait lang. Ito ang right response. Lord, sinubukan ko na yan dati. Ang dami ko nang pinagdaanan. Actually, gusto ko nang bumitaw. Ah, taas pa ng boses mo. Ah. Pero Lord, okay, magiging seryoso na nga ako. Okay. Dami ko nang pinagdaanan. Dami ko na na-experience. But at your word. Because it is this reply that opened the door for the miracle. Kasi kung experience lang natin, hindi natin kailangan ng miracle. Kasi parang alam mo na yung mangyayari. Miracle ba yun? No, you projected what would happen. It's what exactly you expect. There's no room for a miracle for things we expect. But when you say, Lord, dami kong alam, dami kong pinagdaanan, but at your word, you know what you're saying? Lord, it has to be a miracle if it's your word. And that's the way the miracle came to pass. Minsan, nagtataka tayo, Lord, bakit wala akong miracle? Why don't I experience miracle? That's the answer. It's because it's about your experience. It's about your knowledge. It's about what you think is right. And the Lord is saying, at my word. Because only when we look at His word and our situation and see the gap, sabi, Lord, di ko maintindihan paano to. Weird nang sinabi mo. Sabi, hindi ko maintindihan. But at your word. Many of us want our miracles to happen. We're praying to God. We're pressing in on His word. Every Sunday, nandito kayo, tinitiis nyo ako. Nakakagutom po si pastor pag nagpipreach. May Skyplex nga po akong dalay. Pangtawid lang. Yung mga kaibigan ko, hindi na nga bumalik. Bakit? Namatay sa gutom. Alam mo yung mga... Maybe the miracle is not there. Because we are not taking God at His word. Sabi niya eh. Ano ba ang mas matimbang? Knowledge mo? Experience mo? And Peter, his business was fishing. Pag tinignan niya si Jesus in the flesh, ano makikita niya? Mason. People say that carpenters back then is not much of a woodworker. Kasi puro stones sa Israel, they're more of a mason than a woodworker. Okay? If fishing to, bato yung alam mo eh. Di ba? Fishing to. And when they had done this, yan. So sinundan nila. So are you ready? Ready na ba kayo? To live in such a way that you will say, but Lord, at your word. Ready ba tayo? Kasi doon nagbukas yung opportunity for the miracle to happen. Imagine if Peter said, Jesus naman, tulog na tayo. Diba? Wala. They would have missed it. And many of us, I believe, have missed so many things only because we said, hindi mag-work yung sinasabi ni Lord. And so, and when they had done this, They enclosed, grabe, they draught a large number of fish. Sabi niyo, bakit draught caught yun? Basahin niyo sa dictionary kung ano. A large number of fish. And their nets were breaking. Pwede, alam mo, pag nagbigay ng miracle si Lord, more than what you're asking for. Grabe, no? Pwede naman yung may ibang isda lang para makarausad. Para kumita lang. Eto, hindi. Bibiyakin ko pati kung ano ang kaya mo. Are you ready for that kind of miracle? Eto, container mo, kulang yan. Eto lang ba in-expect mo? Wala yan. It began to break. They signaled to their partners in the other boat. Ang dami yan, sina James and John yan, mga partners nila. And they came and filled both boats. Dalawa na, kulang pa rin. Are you ready for that kind of, nakaka-excite yung miracle ni Lord, no? Pero at His, yun. Diba? Baka kasi ini-expect nyo yan. Excited kayo sa miracle, nalimutan yung at His word. But at Your word, Lord. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. Grabe yung blessing, Lord. It will sink you. But when Simon Peter saw it, now look at this reaction. He fell down at Jesus' knees and say, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." Now, tanong ko sa inyo, kung kayo si Peter, yan ba yung gagawin nyo? Ang daming fish. Magsisink na kayo. Anong reaction nyo? Yes! Laki ng kita! Diba? Sino sa inyo, pag naka-receive kayo ng miracle, ang reaction nyo? Yeah! Celebrate tayo! Baka i-edit natin yun kasi may... Diba yung... Tama, sino sa inyo? Or pa, wow, ang ganda ng miracle. Ganun lang ba kayo? Wow, ganda-ganda ng miracle. Thank you. Ganun ba? Ganun ba? Parang si Babalu lang, no? Thank you. Ganon? Yan ba reaction nyo? Ako kasi kung ganyan ang miracle, ay grabe. Tatalon pa ako sa, magsaswimming pa ako. Di ba? Kasi walang space eh. Puno na sa boat. Saan ako magsa-celebrate? Sa dagat. Magsisynchronize swimming kami ni na James and John. Grabe. Hina ng imagination. Tingnan. Yung Little Mermaid na palabas kayo, wala yun. Mas magaling to. Out where they walk, out where they run. Pag ako si Peter, out where they stay all day in the sun. Mali yata yung nainom kong kape. Wandering free. Tinuloy pa. Kala mo tapos na tinuloy pa rin. Okay. So, is that... Man, if I, talagang grabe, pati si Flounder, saka si Sebastian kasama ko. The seaweeds are always green. Huh? Yun yun. In somebody else's lake. You think you're going up there, but that is a big mistake. Alam yung lyrics eh. Alright. Kabalik tayo sa word ni God. There's something about, and this is not clearly seen unless you have seen a bit more than just what I've read. In fact, it's best seen when you still remember chapter 4 last week. There's something about the reply that is not normal. Nakuha mo yung pinag-pray mo, ang unang prayer mo, Lord, I'm sinful, forgive me. Depart from me, O Lord. Doesn't make, have you ever read that? And said, parang it doesn't make sense. There must be something that is beneath what is being seen or felt. Grabe to, no? Excited na ba kayo? Grabe. Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. Now, bago ko sagutin yan, it's important that we continue on the conversation. Kasi as we continue on the conversation, suddenly you'll, oh, mukhang ito yon. Hindi, it was no, nalimutan na niya yung fish. Biro mo, nalimutan mo yung, magsisink na yung boat, nalimutan mo, lumuhod ka. And you said, I am sinful. Sorry, Lord. Bakit ganun si Peter? Ano ang nangyayari? Let's continue the conversation. For he and all who were with him were astonished, grabe, at the catch of the fish they had taken. And so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, yan. That gives us an understanding of the reply. Ang sabi ni Jesus, don't afraid. Hindi marunong grammar, no? Don't be, do not be afraid from now. Parang ang layo na, have you ever read the scripture and say, parang ang layo ng sagot? Pansinin mo, depart from me, I'm a sinner. Don't be afraid. From now on, you will. Pag may nag-sorry sa'yo, sorry, sorry, ano sabihin mo? Don't afraid. Mangisda ka. Ganun ba sabihin mo? Ano sabihin mo? Hindi, okay lang. Actually, hindi. Di ba ganun sabihin mo? Bakit ganyan ang sinasabi niya? What do they know that we don't? From going to his knees, depart from me, to from now on, don't be afraid, you will catch men. What was the real issue? Now, many, if you read this with different commentaries and scholars, they would say, Peter had a moment just like when Isaiah had a moment when he had a vision of the divine and he said, woe is me, I am ruined. Isaiah chapter 6. Now, I'm not saying that that can't be true. Maybe during that, because, tandaan mo ah, anong tawag niya kay Jesus? Anong tawag niya nung una? Master, anong tawag niya ngayon? Something changed. In between the conversation and the miracle, something changed. From a master who is more knowledgeable, higher in rank, now you are divine. Nag-iba. Doon pa lang alam mo na. Now I see Jesus differently. Dati, si Jesus is just a good teacher. Kaya ako ma-attend ng church kasi ang ganda na kasulat sa Bible and Jesus is a good teacher. That's what you say when He is your master. But when something beyond you happens, you will shift, hopefully. And this is why, kung yan ang tingin mo kay Lord ngayon, ito yung prayer ko. Darating ang panahon, Lord na ang tawag mo sa Kanya. Ah, hindi siya naiiba, parang si Confucius lang siya. Si Gautama lang siya. Yan mga sinasabi ng marami. Peter's experience was different. Simon says, not master, but Lord. To confess your sin to someone is not just because you see him as a master, you see him as Lord. And that's why many scholars believe that the reason he said that is because he had a glimpse of the divine, just like Isaiah, and he said this, I am undone. Sorry for my sins, Lord. And I think there is truth to that. But let me give you my take on this. Combining this with this, what could possibly be happening? Why was Peter afraid? Is it just like because Isaiah, he was afraid of the holiness of God? Pwede, check. But let me submit to you another way of looking at it if you read the whole context. Peter or Simon, James and John, have seen Jesus long before this. They have seen how good He is in His teaching. Ganda ng Bible. They have experienced miracles here and there. Uy, miracle worker din siya. Healing the sick, exorcising. Those were done by other Jewish rabbis and priests. Oh, he's one of the teachers. But What was different with this miracle? This miracle was controlling nature, which no other rabbi, nor master, nor teacher ever did in front of anybody. And it can only be done by God. And so Peter, kaya yun siya, they've seen the divine. But, nakita to ni Peter. And many have surmised, kasi sinabi to ni John dati, John the Baptist, bago siya pinugutan. Sumama na kayo kay Jesus. Huwag na kayo sumunod sa akin. I must decrease, he must increase. Remember that? Between that time and this time, sila yung tipong disciple na nawawala, bumabalik. Eto na naman. Tapos katulad yan, may miracle. Bigla na lang, dumarating. Eto na naman. So, ang dami na yan, paikot-ikot ang takbo ng buhay. At minsan ay di masakyan ang mga kulay. Hayaan mo. Hindi. So, nakita nyo, it's going around. But now they see something. And look at this answer. Do not be afraid. What is one thing, listen to me, what is one thing that most of the time keeps you from following God fully? What you will leave behind. Sina Peter, pasulput, before this, pasulput-sulput yan pag may event. Pasulput-sulput lang sa church. Minsan, nag-online. Wala pang online dati. Joke lang. Pasulput-sulput lang sa church. Ganon-ganon, pasundot-sundot. And marami nagsasabi, at if you look at the story, lalo na, pag nakita mo pa yung last verse, verse 11, which I believe, if you remember, ang pinakamahirap to follow Jesus is yung ano iiwan mo. Anong sasabihin ng parents ko? Pag finalo ko si Jesus, anong sasabihin ng classmate ko? Paano na lang ang kikitain ko? Pag nag-follow kay Jesus, pag sinundan ko siya, magbabago yung pamumuhay ko. I will start deciding a different way. I would start living a different way. How can I live like this? And Jesus did a miracle, not just to provide fish. O yan, may fish na kayo. It's to tell him, if you were afraid that the people you leave behind will not be provided for, remember, I am a God who provides. If you're afraid of so many things in your life, I could do things beyond what you can think and imagine. If you're here today and you're saying, hirap i-follow si Jesus, what the word of the Lord from this miracle is saying, whatever you're afraid of in terms of leaving behind, God has you covered. Don't be afraid. Kasi nung lumuhod si Peter, it is right to infer that he was saying, Lord, ang tagal ko na dapat nagpa-follow sa'yo. I keep delaying, I keep delaying, I keep delaying. What a sinful man I am. Because you're not just a teacher, you're not just a master, you are Lord. So Jesus looks at him and said, do not be afraid. Now, your purpose has changed. Dati, ang iniisip mo lang is makahuli ng isda para kumita. Ngayon, as you follow me, your lives is no longer just about getting your next meal. It's not just about the profit. It's not just about the bank account that you have. Now that you're following me, your life will make a difference for eternity. You will now catch men. Kaya para sa mga taong ibinigay na yung buhay nila kay Lord, pansinin nyo, nagbago na yung paningin nyo sa trabaho nyo. Dati, pag pumasok kayo sa trabaho, ano lang iniisip nyo? Basta magawa ko lang to, maiwasan ko yung boss ko, okay na ako. Pero ngayon, nung nakilala niyo si Lord and you're following Him, when you enter your office, you're not just looking at work. You're looking at the workers. And you're saying, sino kaya ang next na makakilala kay Lord dito? Lord, tulungan mo ko. Nagbago. Tapos hindi ka natakot kung anong sasabihin nila. Dati kasi, ay naku, alive-alive na naman to. Kinakabahan ka. Kasi baka kutsain ka. Have you been afraid of that? But you know what this is saying to you today, to all of us, even to me. It's saying, do not be afraid. Because from now on, your life is not just about hand-to-mouth provision. It's not just about getting food on your table. It's not just earning money. It will become more than that. It will become more meaningful than that. All your temporal pursuit will pale in comparison to the eternity, how you'll affect eternity. Yes, we will hopefully get our miracles today. Hopefully we'll get it this week. Hopefully we'll get it this year. But I hope, and when God breaks your net, I hope you see beyond that miracle and say, God, mas meaningful pala yung buhay ko kaysa dito lang sa mga inaasam-asam ko. Your pursuit in life will change. In that one miracle, Jesus redefined the life of Simon. My question is, will it redefine ours? And so what happened was this. When they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him. They left everything, meaning what was important to them dati is no longer as important as their everything, who is Jesus. And that's why, pag binasa nyo ang Matthew 4:18 to 20 ngayon, this is the same account. Magtataka ka eh. Jesus walked in the Sea of Galilee, called the disciples, in verse 20, immediately they left their nets. Nakita mo? Pakita ko sa inyo. When I was a younger Christian, I could not understand this. Ako lagi to, narinig niyo ba ako i-preach to? Come, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. Verse 20, immediately. Luke showed. The feeling was immediately. Alam mo bakit immediately ang tingin ni Matthew nung pinapanood niya? Because, or nung actually kinikwento sa kanya, wala pa si Matthew nito. Because to Matthew, from the eyes of someone who maybe asked, sa sobrang overwhelmed, di ba pag na-overwhelmed ka, wow, grabe yung miracle. Parang immediately, nung time na yon, immediately, parang wow, God, you've overwhelmed me, I'm a sinner. I'm gonna follow you. It was immediate. But it was not immediate in terms of how Luke, si Luke kasi, eyewitnesses, nag-interview siya. Luke is a Greek. Hindi niya pwedeng, pag ibibigay niya to kay Theop, the book of Luke, the gospel of Luke was written for Theophilus, a benefactor that funded him to give an account of Jesus' life. And si Luke is an intellectual. Tingnan mo katabi mo. Tingnan mo. Mukha bang intellectual? Yan. Pinagtawanan mo. Hindi po. Ituloy mo na yung preaching mo. It doesn't matter. Yan. Pero Luke was an intellectual. Ano yung sabihin intellectual? Nagtatanong siya. Talaga ba? Yan ang nangyari? Ibig sabihin, ito siguro na interview si Peter. Talaga? Immediately? Nakita mo na si Jesus? Mag-follow ka na? Oh. Tapos, kakatanong niya, ito yung nangyari. Oh, sige, I'll tell you what really happened. Siguro nung si Matthew yung nagtanong, immediately. Si Mark, it is known that Mark, may account din yan, his eyewitness is Peter. Pero si Peter, hindi mo nung ikakwento lahat eh. Yung, basta alam mo lang yung na-feel mo that time. Immediately. Even Mark says immediately, but look here, sabi niya. So yun lang? Sumunod ka agad? Sino ma, di ba minsan pag tinatanong kayo, yun lang, yan lang, na Christian ka na, napapaano ka eh. Kasi minsan, pag tinanong ka, sino sa inyo, pag nagkakwenta kayo, paano kayo naging Christian? Wala, binigay ko na yung life ko kayo. Kasi, parang immediately yung dating. Pero pag prenes ka na, tama? Hindi. Kailan to? Ano nangyari before? Ganon si Luke mag-ask ng question. Luke was an intellectual, a Greek intellectual, who would not just take something lightly and say, ah, so okay ka na. Hindi. Kailan to? Ano ang nangyari before? Immediately mo yung mukha mo. Ganon. Hindi, ako na yon. Hindi si Luke yon. Ako na yon. Totoo? Folks, ito ha. When you read the Bible, it takes careful attention to what's happening around. And then you'll see, grabe pala yung mga sinasabi niya. That this miracle was not just a show of power. It was accomplishing so much more than the fish. It was turning a life around from not following Jesus to following Jesus. The biggest miracle that happened was a man who was stubborn and sinful to give their full life and leave everything to follow Jesus. And that is the miracle we're hoping to happen today to all of us. Amen? That, ladies and gentlemen, is the real miracle of the great catch. The great catch is not about the catch of fish. The great catch is when your life is caught in the purposes of God and our lives are never the same again. Why don't we all stand? You know, as we come to a close today, one thing that we have to understand from this account of the great catch of fish is this. Sina Simon, may mga pinagdadaanan yan. Kaya nahirapan sila mag-follow. James, John. Kasi minsan pagtitingnan natin sila, ba't di man nila ma-follow sila? Hindi, mahirap. And if you're really honest, while the word is being preached, I don't know, if you're sensitive to the Lord, alam mo kung saan ka hindi nagpa-follow kay God. And alam mo na you have certain reasons. And you're always saying, Master, I've been doing this. But my prayer for all of us is that, and again, I'm still believing for the impossible in every one of your lives, every one of our lives. But I'm just hoping that today, the biggest miracle that will happen is that each one of you would say, Sige, Lord, I don't know what will happen. I have so many questions still in my life. But I will leave everything and follow you. Can we just do this for just a few moments? I would like to ask the music team to come up. I would just like to ask a few moments of worship. Kasi importante sana na si God naman yung pakinggan natin. And in this moment of worship, whatever it is, whatever, if you have a Simon moment, then if today you hear His voice, do not harden your heart. So we're going to worship the Lord and we'll believe that the Holy Spirit will do the necessary work in our hearts. Amen. Father, we worship you. Holy Spirit, come. Work in our hearts. In Jesus' name, let's just worship the Lord.